We've had the Marketing Futurism series and a few other multi-parters on the show before, but what I want to do for the next few episodes is an introduction to AI for someone who might be arriving at the AI Marketing Navigator feed or podcast or YouTube channel and looking for where to start. I am super excited to navigate our way together through this multi-part series, and I really do hope that if you are completely new to AI and you have found yourself at this episode and on this playlist or on this series, that it gives you a solid jumping off point. So be sure to come back tomorrow for part one of our AI Decoded series. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, I am back today with a bit of a new approach for the next few episodes that I am super excited to introduce, a little bit of a new episode series. We've had the Marketing Futurism series and a few other multi-parters on the show before, but what I want to do for the next few episodes is an introduction to AI for someone who might be arriving at the AI Marketing Navigator feed or podcast or YouTube channel and looking for where to start. I was talking with my wife the other day and she brought up the good point that if you were someone who was totally new to AI and if you're working in marketing or using AI in a business use case and you have arrived at my page, there are a couple hundred episodes that you'd have to sift through to find some relative introductory stuff, which we do talk about occasionally, but it's not necessarily clear on the page or on the channel or in the feed. So what I'm going to do is record this series for the next few days. I'm calling it AI Decoded, the complete guide, which I will then pin to the top of my pages and my feed, so it's easy for anybody to find who might be arriving for the first time. And I do hope and I do believe that there will be valuable information here for anybody who's been listening for a while or who is already familiar with AI. I always think that it's good to refresh and relearn a subject that you are passionate about and that feels important to you. That's certainly going to be the case for me as we put this series together and talk a lot about how we got here and how we arrived at the moment in AI that we have arrived at today. So for today, what I want to do is just kind of break down what the next few episodes will look like and give you an outline of what we're going to talk about during this series. So I think I'm going to break it into two sections, kind of a look back on how we got here and then what the state of AI looks like today and going forward. So in the first few episodes, I want to talk about what AI really means in today's world. It is more than a buzzword at this point. And if you are someone who has not even introduced yourself to it, you may have already gotten sick of the word or phased it out, or you're tuning it out of all your conversations. And I wouldn't even blame you, to be honest. So I want to break down what AI really means. We'll introduce some of the major players in the technology race, the AI race, and we'll talk about kind of the watershed moment that was ChatGPT arriving on the scene. We'll talk about some different models in the area or the field of AI. In addition to ChatGPT, we'll talk about Claude from Anthropic, Gemini from Google. We'll talk about Meta's and others as well. We'll get into some terminology and some technical stuff when we talk about large language models and the differences between certain models and their architectures and their parameters and how they're built. We'll touch on the incredible impact that language models have had on software engineering and coding, which is really interesting and kind of unforeseen by many of the powers that be. And then we'll talk about the term conversational AI in general and what it means for the future and what conversational AI means for how we interact with technology. And then we will wrap up that little look back section where we break down how we got here over the next few days by discussing visual AI models and the creative generative models that have come onto the scene. Things like Midjourney and DALL-E and Luma, Stable Diffusion, video tools like Luma, I should have mentioned, but Runway or Sora. So many of the tools that we have, in fact, talked about on this show, we'll talk about where they fit in this somewhat overwhelming topic of AI. And then we'll kind of talk about what's happening in AI now, today. We'll talk about where each of the tech giants have positioned themselves recently in the race and the expanding field. We'll talk about the landscape of businesses and enterprises adopting and integrating AI, what that looks like versus small business adoption. We'll talk about another chunk of AI tools out of the numerous that we have covered on the show so far. We'll pick out a few more that are specifically noteworthy and useful. Again, if you're just kind of dipping your toe in the water of AI, we'll talk about Canva, Replit, GitHub's Copilot. We'll talk about free tools compared to paid tools and what the free versus paid marketplaces for AI look like and how they compare. And then we'll kind of segue that into a discussion, a specific episode, I think, about open source AI and what open source technology is, the principles behind it, and specifically how important it is to the field of AI. And one of the reasons for that importance is because AI is so potentially groundbreaking and world-changing that it truly spawns a huge amount of ethical and moral questions and debates about our responsibilities in developing AI, our responsibility in how AI affects our society, our economy, the socioeconomic consequences of AI and job displacement. All of these things we will touch on. And then finally, we'll talk about what is next, what's coming now. So what's next in AI? The incredibly rapid advance into multimodal AI, visual AI specifically, and agentic AI, AGI, artificial general intelligence. We'll talk about keeping yourself educated in this field that is almost impossible to keep up with. And just educating yourself is a challenge that is unique in and of itself in this field for sure. And we'll talk about what our future as marketers and business owners and freelancers look like in this world of AI. I am super excited to navigate our way together through this multi-part series. And I really do hope that if you are completely new to AI and you have found yourself at this episode and on this playlist or on this series, that it gives you a solid jumping off point. So be sure to come back tomorrow for part one of our AI Decoded series. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.